Not my family. When you were growing up, what did y'all do for anything that the community would get together and dance or have music or anything like that?
I can't
or
would remember
just be
doing
something
it.
At school, maybe.
More school and church.
Because,
I mean, we were farm people. We didn't have time for that kind of stuff.
Did anybody do square dancing or anything like that?
After I got older, we went square dancing. Drive-in movies.
Did they do different kinds of dancing?
Well, it was just more or less square dance at our. We had it at the high school in gymnasium. In between sets of square dances, they slow dance, and there was one I thought was shag. But I'm taking shag lessons now, and that wasn't anything like that. sort of a jitterbug type thing. And some would come that from other parts of the country, and we called it clogging or bump dance. It was different. We did more or less a smooth dance when we square danced, and they sort of jumped up and down.
The bug dancing was the same as the clogging?
It's similar.
Can you
tell
what the difference is?
I can kind of clog now, but I can't bug
I don't think I've ever seen anybody. I've seen people clogging, but I don't know what they're talking about bug dance.
Well, I really don't know either, but it's different from clogging, but it's sort of jumping up and down.
Kind of the same sort of
thing. But I think it's more or less backcountry and mountain things for bug dance.
And that was people who would come from other places.
They weren't from They weren't from our school.
And you said that they would have church weddings. Who would they have in the wedding? I mean, they had the bride and groom, and would you normally have other people there?
Ring bearer, and the ushers, and bridesmaids.
Lots of them. More or less like they have now. Some people have big ones, and some don't.
Side the family and the money, and
okay.
Whether they would go to York or not. I think back then when they went to York, it was usually a sign somebody was pregnant or it was a shotgun wedding.
When they went to where?
York, South Carolina. That's where you go for a quickie.
You
get a quickie in North Carolina, you had to go across the state line to York.
Somebody told me they got married there, somebody I talked to.
Did you? But I don't think you have to have any blood test or that kind of stuff. Get your marriage license and justice of the peace.
What about after the wedding? Would you have something?
Well, now, you talk about chivalries, but I think that's more or less what I've seen in movies, because I don't remember any of that. I don't go back that far.
Well, what about how far you do go back? Would they play, like, tricks on the bride and groom and stuff like that?
I really don't remember them doing it. I've been tying tin cans to the car and that kind of thing. Painting the car with shoe polish or shave lotion.
So they did that when you were coming along too.
Throwing rice. Now they throw bird soup.
Yeah, they say rice is not good for the birds to eat.
It's a waste of money. Messes up the churchyard.
Now, what about when you were growing up? Did they have a regular funerals like they have now, pretty much the same thing?
Pretty much. Children didn't go. Parents just didn't. I don't know that children see that kind of stuff and prepare them like they do.